This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona, this is HardcoreChristianity.com. This is Brother Mike. I'm back on the radio. Welcome to the program. May God richly bless you today. Today's Bible study, PTSD suicide, rising like the clouds. Hey, will you call somebody and tell them the radio program's on? I'll do my announcements now. This is Brother Mike. I'm the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center, 40 plus years of it. Been on the radio 21 years. That's how long you and I have been together. HardcoreChristianity.com is the website. You'll notice I have a podcast every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on twitch.tv. We have Zoom healing and deliverance services. Mondays for the ladies at 6:30 and Wednesday for everybody at 6 p.m. We also have monthly children's deliverance and healing services, women's seminars. I hold a deliverance training class on the fourth Saturday of every month. Don't forget about Sister Karen. She's still on the homepage of the website. We'll be happy to list your house for sale. As you know, the real estate market is starting to slowly come back. And if you need to contact me, give me a call at 602-636-5800. If you are a born-again Christian, you're eligible for free counseling services at the Arizona Deliverance Center down on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's the red brick building. PTSD and suicides, wow, skyrocketing like you can't believe. Why? It's so simple. Satan has now started his takeover of America. Nothing can be done to stop it. It's absolutely amazing how much he's accomplished in just, 200 years, particularly in the last 3 years. Fake elections and election interference now rampant in the country. An open border letting across every conceivable criminal, felon, racist, murderer, killer, human trafficker, and drug dealer you could ever imagine. Gangsters running across the border, getting ready to 9/11 us again. That will be coming very shortly. In our schools, they have completely collapsed under the satanic Department of Education. They want pornography in schools, drag queens in schools. They want CTR, or as you should say, critical race theory, CRT, transgenderism, fentanyl from Mexico via China, destroying us along with the Chinese TikTok, ruining our young people. Pot and gambling everywhere, all legalized in the United States. Can you believe that pot is legal in America? That's hard to believe. The pot they're getting from Mexico is so potent it's causing psychosis and schizophrenia here in America. Social media and Gen Z is being destroyed. The Generation Z is being killed with social media, causing long-term mental illness damage and suicide. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and the rest. Absolutely horrible. Snapchat and different others. It's a plague. Social unrest now sweeping the country. Now we've got the Palestinian and Hamas riots. Nobody's doing anything about it. We had the BLM and Antifa riots. Nobody did anything about it because nobody cares. Of course they don't, because Satan is in command. And now, what's hitting us? Anti-Semitism. Everybody now hates the Jews. That's Satan's next maneuver, going quite well for him. Check out these suicide rates. The federal government recently released their report on suicide. It's not a pretty picture, but let me give you some facts. From 07 to 21, suicide rates for the average American rose 62%. Can you imagine that? 62% up. in Palo Alto, California, this is the richest area in the country, Palo Alto, not Hollywood, not Wall Street. Palo Alto is the richest area in the country, Northern California. The average household income, the average one, is $200,000 a home. Youth suicides was four times higher than the national average. 45% of high school students experience persistent feelings of sadness and hopelessness. 20% of all high school students have thought about suicide. That's hard to believe. When you're young, years ago, you used to think you had your whole life ahead of you. You were happy about life and ready to hit it. Not anymore. Not with Satan in command. Social media is destroying the minds of our young people. It's unbelievable. It's now documented that it's causing mental health issues and damaging our teenagers' mental health. It's absolutely awful. We are being pounded on by the devil, and I mean with a capital P. He is kicking our grass from pillar to post. You know about the veterans, of course. Veteran suicides, my goodness. Record levels. Homelessness, as you know, record levels, with California leading the way. You've seen it all. Check this out. Between the age of 25 to 44, okay, they have the most numbers of suicides in the United States. The second age category is 45 to 64. They had the second highest number of suicides. But by race, the percent is higher for blacks, Hawaiians, and Native Americans, and whites. According to the statistics, if you look at the percent of the population, the percent, Native Americans are number one in suicide, whites are number two, Hawaiians are number three, multiracials are number four, blacks are number five, Hispanics six, Asians last. If you were a male or a female, and of course that's a big debate now, one of our Supreme Court justices is so stupid, she doesn't know what a female is. And this woman's on the Supreme Court, okay? This is what we call an equity hire. Males are four times likely than females to commit suicide. The number one method of suicide, of course, over 50% of the time, if someone dies of suicide, they were killed by what? Of course, a gun. If you look at the ages of people committing suicide, the highest rate is age 44 or higher. The number one rate is age 85 or higher. The number two age group, 75 to 84, and the number three age group, believe it or not, is 25 to 34. People that have their whole life ahead of them are number three on the suicide list. Absolutely amazing. Of course, severe trauma and PTSD are very contributory to suicide. Let me give you an example. Let's go across the ocean, shall we, to Jerusalem and the nation of Israel. The Nova Music Festival. Remember, last year, Hamas attacked Israel. A bunch of gunmen with automatic weapons attacked a bunch of unarmed people at the Nova Music Festival, having a good time, picnicking, listening to music, you know, the usual stuff, kind of the stuff we would do at a park, just having a great day, enjoying your time out. Hamas attacks and kills 364 people, unarmed, men, women, and children, murdered in cold blood. The result of that was 600,000 Israelis came down with PTSD. They just had a hearing. Israel just had a hearing on this issue because the Israeli government is not helping the people who have PTSD. They're not helping the survivors. The people are having a terrible time getting treatment. And when I saw this report, it kind of sounded like America and the Veterans Administration here in America and our pitiful healthcare system. The Israelis are facing the same thing. They can't get help for their PTSD. Listen to this. 50 people who survived the attack have already committed suicide in Israel in the last 6 months. 50 of them. Because of untreated emotional trauma by the federal government and the social systems of Israel. 50 of them. That rate will be obviously going up over the next 6 months. It's absolutely horrible. But what's really happening here? This is all caused by Satan, and here's how it works. Listen to me carefully. Trauma strikes a person. Boom! And at that very second or moment, could be any kind of trauma, family, car wreck, molestation, a beating, someone dying, extreme sadness, whatever it is, some kind of trauma strikes the person, and a fear spirit jumps into the person's brain. This fear spirit gives a person chronic anxiety. That chronic anxiety, because of the trauma, quickly turns into PTSD. The person now has anxiety that's so high they can't control it. They go on SSDI. In Israel, they don't have SSDI. But the PTSD level is so high that people are unable to work. They cannot sleep. They have chronic insomnia. Their lives are destroyed. Do you have PTSD or chronic anxiety? Those are fear demons. Once they're cast out, you can recover and be better than ever. 602-636-5800. I've been a counselor for over 40 years. I've seen literally dozens and dozens and dozens of people healed of chronic anxiety and depression. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's happened right in front of me. The Holy Spirit and the great physician, the Lord Jesus, are the great healers and the deliverers. Once this fear spirit is removed, you will recover. 602-636-5800. Please call now.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.